Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Welcome into the TaxSlayer pregame show here from historic Granger Stadium in downtown Kinston, North Carolina, where it's time for the final Friday game of the 2023 season for the Augusta Green Jackets. They've dropped two in a row to these Down East Wood Ducks, who last night learned their opponent in the playoffs next week. They will be taking on the Carolina Mudcats, who clinched the second half championship and ended the longest active postseason drought in minor league baseball. But the Green Jackets have a chance here to end the season on a positive note as we hit the second half of the final series. Green Jackets down 2-1. There's a big man on the mound tonight, both literally and figuratively. This last year's fourth round draft pick, 126th overall, Garrett Bauman, will make his first professional appearance tonight for Augusta. And when we say big, he checks in at 6 feet 8 inches tall, 245 pounds. He will be getting the start for Augusta, followed up by Riley Gowans, who started last week in his debut on Friday night. They'll be opposed by a man making his debut. It's David Davalio, who was just added to the roster on Tuesday from the Arizona Complex League, the son of a longtime minor league manager. He will get his first chance to see what he can do here at the affiliate level. Green Jackets and Wood Ducks in about 10 minutes' time. And as we are in North Carolina, down east North Carolina to be precise, we figured it would be fitting to catch up with Green Jackets hitting coach Connor Nairn out of Goldsboro, North Carolina, about 35 minutes down the road from here. I had a chance to catch up with him about an hour ago and ask him about everything from his actual job, the hitting, to things like barbecue and what his favorite moment of the year was in his second year here with Augusta. He is today's Phoenix Printing pregame feature. We'll take a listen to that now. And when we come back, it's lineups and first pitch. Green Jackets on Garrett Bauman's debut, looking to even the series at 2 games apiece here on the TaxSlayer pregame show. Welcome back here to Kinston, North Carolina, talking with North Carolina's own Connor Nairn, the hitting coach for the Green Jackets for the last 2 years. We're not too far away from your area of residence. What's it like being close to home?
It's always nice being able to, you know, sleep in your own bed for a week, and it actually worked out where this is the last series of the year, so I'm home for the rest of the year.
What is this area like? Just, you know, we get to see the baseball side of things, and I've gotten to, you know, walk around downtown Kinston a bit, but as someone who's more connected with this area, what are the vibes?
Barbecue, farming, and just good people for the most part.
What makes North Carolina barbecue special? Because I know you've had a bit of a North Carolina barbecue superiority thing going on this year.
No doubt. It's just tastes better. It's vinegar-based compared to, like, the red sauces and whatever the other barbecue sauces there is, some are mustard. But I just think the vinegar-based is better, to be honest. But that's just what I've been raised on, so I got a little bias.
North Carolina, this area has a remarkable commitment to putting meat in every dish. Last night, team gets barbecue after the game. Obviously, there's three different kinds of meat. Then you've got baked beans with pork in it, and then you've got green beans with bacon in it. Is right. That just a response to, you know, like the cattle and the pork that's raised in this area, or is it sort of like a cultural thing too?
Yes, and a cultural thing where it just, you know, give a little extra taste to your greens and get that fat from the bacon and stuff like that and your green beans, and it just gives a little bit of better taste.
Two questions for you before we go on to the actual baseball. Go-to sauce and go-to sides if you're going to, like, a country restaurant.
Go-to sauce, if it's barbecue, vinegar-based, with some peppers in there for a little heat. a side. It really depends on what they have that day. If you're going to a real barbecue place, they have different sides for different days. So the place I go to around here is called Stonewall's Barbecue, and on Wednesdays it's turkey barbecue, and I always go with black-eyed peas and green beans. That's my go-to.
So you really do sort of just stick to what's fresh.
Oh, yeah.
I got to respect
got
it.
Got to.
Well, now that we move on from the hard-hitting questions to, I guess, the questions about hard-hitting, you're the hitting coach for the Green Jackets, 86 home runs this year. We've seen a couple of debut or first home runs, Drew Compton, Sabine Ceballos, in the last week or so. Mm-hmm. How have you seen those two guys? I know Sabine only joined 2 weeks ago, and Drew's been here for about a month, but how have you seen them progress, and what are your initial thoughts on how they profile as hitters?
Those are both two big dudes. They're just now coming up from college, so there's a little bit of growing pains and having to play every single day, which gets tiring. But once they get that down, then I think you're going to see their power numbers go up. I mean, they're big guys. They hit the ball hard. If they get in there, it's something good's going to happen.
Sabine Ceballos was the first position player taken by the Braves this year. And I think the first thing you said to me when he arrived was, that's a big dude. Like, that is a man. What are the areas that you are looking to work on with him, I guess, as the season winds to a close?
Just staying through the ball a little more, let his hands chase out to center field. Sometimes he gets around the ball, but he's got a good idea at the plate. He's pretty mature at the plate, but just, you know, keeping him on, hitting line drives up the middle and big part of the field, and don't get pool happy. That's one of the biggest things for him.
Jace Grady, two home runs now for him. Both came in that series with Fredericksburg, but someone who has been playing a lot in the top part of the lineup. How has his development progressed since he arrived in early August?
Just the little things. Here and there, there's just little things that he needs to work on, and just being consistent with his work in the cage and just being able to take it out to the game.
Now, you had last year at around this time the ability to work with guys who ended up being a big part of this year's first half. Do you get the sense that it's something similar where you get kind of a month and a half to work with players who are going to end up being a part of the Green Jackets in the beginning of next season?
Yeah, I mean, some of these guys are going to be coming up here, but really, I think we've got a pretty good hitting staff through every or every affiliate. We've got a good leader in Chris Antarixka, and you know, it's really just about building championship players.
Now, you're here finishing up year two with the Green Jackets. How have you grown as a coach or a person?
Oh, every year, man. And if you're done learning, you're dead. So it's just every day I'm trying to learn something, trying to get better as a coach. As selfishly, if I'm going to be good, then everybody else will be good as well. I'll be able to work with them individually, and just, as you know, it's just little things that you pick up throughout the year and in the off season as well. You never stop working. You're always trying to get better, even as coaches. So as long as I'm doing my part and trying to get better as a hitting coach, then I think these guys are in good hands.
What is your off-season plan right now?
I don't know. Hopefully get hired by the Braves again. We'll see. I don't know. We're in one-year contracts. If not, we'll see what happens. But I've got a baby coming in a couple weeks, so my off-season plans are to help my wife however I can with the little one and our toddler. So really just chasing kids around is going to be my off-season plan.
Do you have a due date?
September 23rd.
Awesome.
Yeah, so he could come now or on the 23rd, who knows. But I'm excited. I didn't know really what to expect with the first one, but now that I know how awesome it is and just how amazing they are, it's I look forward to number two.
Have you talked names?
Oh, yeah, he's going to be a junior.
He's going to be a junior?
Yeah. He's going to be a junior, but he's going to go by Reese. That's my middle name, so he's going to be Reese.
Great baseball name, by the way.
For sure.
Reese Nairn
or CJ.
I have a sort of off-the-board question. Mason Henkel, Green Jackets clubby, who travels with the team and has been a part of the Green Jackets for a couple of years and also down in spring training and at Instructs after the season. What is having someone who is kind of a full-time Braves employee and who can be kind of connected to both the players and the staff do for the organization?
Mason has been awesome. Clubbies know everything. They know everything that goes on in the clubhouse. They know what goes on outside the clubhouse. It's just nice having a guy there that's whatever you need is going to get done. And on top of it, he's just a good dude.
And the organizer of the Fantasy Football League.
Yes. Shout out to him for that.
And last one for you. Favorite memory, either in-game or off the field, of this last season?
Just seeing guys that get drafted coming up here and playing in front of fans, and you know, just getting a taste of what they're going to see next year, their full season. Seeing guys that are eager to work and ready to get after it, that's always fun to me. And seeing somebody's first professional home run, that's always awesome. But just seeing the guys learn from each other and learn to like be around each other and just the camaraderie they have.
Do you remember yours?
My what?
Your first summer?
Ooh. That's a good question. I think it was in Delmarva. I think, or Hagerstown, one of those two. Fun fact, I hit more home runs in Hagerstown the year I was in Delmarva than in Delmarva.
Well, that's more about the stadium, I think, than anything else.
Right.
But Connor and Aaron, thank you so much. Green Jackets hitting coach, I think that's like the fourth or fifth time we've talked this year,
so.
And every time we find
four
a different
five,
topic. So I know all about what to get at the barbecue stand this weekend. Green Jackets baseball, when we come back, here in Kinston, North Carolina. That was Green Jackets hitting coach Connor Nairn. We had a chance to catch up with him four or five times this year. And at first, you know, he's a kind of intimidating looking guy. He's very serious when he goes about his business. But as he has loosened up, we've had a lot of fun chatting, and want to wish him, his wife, his daughter, and their soon-to-be son a safe and healthy birth. And the best of luck going forward. Just a great figure around the clubhouse. The son of a longtime major league coach, major league manager at various stations around the country. So Connor Nairn, it's been a pleasure chatting with him. Tomorrow we will talk to manager Cody Cabela for the final time. We're going to have to try hard not to interrupt his viewing of the Miami Hurricanes game as the Canes take on Texas A&M. We know he's a huge Canes guy, a big Miami guy. An Orlando guy on the mound for Augusta, though, out of the same high school that produced, amongst others, Vaughn Grissom. Garrett Bauman makes his debut for the Green Jackets in the bottom of the first. Augusta will be going up against David Davalio, the fellow debuting pitcher tonight for the Wood Ducks. Down East has won the last two games. It has been a pitching dominant series. The Green Jackets averaging just 5 hits a game and just 4.5 hits a game for Down East. We'll see which team can come out on top in the final Friday game of the year for the Green Jackets when we come back. This has been the TaxSlayer pregame show. Lineups and first pitch after the anthem.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
At Augusta University Health's Georgia Cancer Center, we understand that getting through a cancer diagnosis and treatment affects every aspect of your life, which is why we treat the whole patient, body, mind, and spirit. No two cancers are the same, which is why we have a dedicated multidisciplinary team of experts who personalize treatment options. The most advanced cancer care is right in our backyard at AU Health's Georgia Cancer Center. AU Health and the Georgia Cancer Center are your trusted healthcare partners.
You've been listening to the Tax Slayer pregame show. Now it's time to go to the field for tonight's broadcast of Augusta Green Jackets baseball here on the Green Jackets Radio Network. This broadcast is brought to you by Augusta Coca-Cola Bottling Company, Augusta University Health, SRP, TaxSlayer, Textron, and WOW. Let's take you out to the field to join the voice of the Green Jackets for the 2023 season, Nathan Strauss.
As the fireworks go off over the batter's eye in center field, the Green Jackets get set to take on the Down East Wood Ducks here in their final Friday game of this 2023 season. The Green Jackets have enjoyed Fridays. It's been their winningest day, and they are looking to take their final contest and end their week on a high note. Green Jackets trailing the series 2-1 to the Down East Wood Ducks, and a chance to take an advantage early here against a debuting arm, David Davalillo, the righty out of Ocumare de Tui in the north of Venezuela. Undrafted signing out of Venezuela in last year's international crop. He comes in making his 10th appearance of the season. He pitched 17 innings in the Arizona Complex League this year. Here's how the Green Jackets will line it up against him. Ambioris Tavares will bat leadoff, followed up by Drew Compton, who launched his first professional homer yesterday. Sabin Ceballos got a day off yesterday evening, but bats third. And EJ Exposito hits cleanup today. Wilbur Dung in the five spot. Cade Kern right behind him, batting six. In the bottom three in the order, Jeremy Celedonio, Dawson Diamond just activated today, and Tyler Collins looking to build on a good performance in his first game this week on Wednesday. Green Jackets looking to snap this mini two-game losing streak here. They got shut out on Wednesday night in a 1-0 nail-biter where the only run was scored in the bottom of the eighth. And then yesterday, a similarly close contest. It was all tied at two for the majority of the game. A two-run bottom of the sixth for the Wood Ducks put them in front, and that score would hold the rest of the way. These two teams have combined for 31 hits over the first three games this week. It has not exactly been an offensive showcase, but then again, that is not the Wood Ducks' MO. They've got the best pitching staff by ERA in the entire low A ranks and far and away runaway leaders in the Carolina League. The newest arm gets the ball right now. Davalillo, the son of a 14-year Mets minor league coach, was expected to continue in the Mets system, instead signed with the Rangers in last offseason and now making his affiliated debut, going righty on righty with Tavares, who grounds the first pitch up the middle into center field for a base hit. Well, no waiting around for Tavares, who yesterday had his 14-game on base streak snapped. He hit 400 in that time. He hit 404 with a 981 OPS, and yesterday, an aberration, 0-for-4, 3 strikeouts, and he only needs to see one pitch to perhaps start a new one that'll carry him through the offseason. So one on for Drew Compton, switch hitter, batting left. Green Jackets in their road grays for the fourth time this week. Down east in the home whites. First pitch to Compton is a check swing, and home plate umpire Brandon Schmidt says Compton went around. Yesterday in his first at-bat, Compton lasered one over the right field fence for his first career homer, hitting 248, one homer, 15 driven in. Take a big swing and a miss here to change up, and it's 0-2. Green Jackets, these road gray jerseys with green numbers and the block gray Augusta written in a arch on the front. Down east, home whites with green numbers as the pickoff throw comes to first, gloved down by Calarco, but no tag applied. It says Woody's on the front of these down east jerseys with green, and it's trimmed in orange. Duck hunting colors here for the Wood Ducks. Tavares goes on the 0-2. It is taken, strike three called. Moeller's throw down. They're going to get him again. Strike him out, throw him out, double play. It's the third one this series. The Green Jackets are now just 2 of 8 on stolen base attempts. It's the third time Tavares has been caught on 3 attempts this week. Ian Moeller came into today having thrown out 38 would-be base stealers, and it only takes 2 batters for him to reach number 39. So now no one on and 2 away after the leadoff single results in that double play for Sabin Ceballos. He will take a slider for a strike. Ceballos has come back down to earth after a dominant first week of action. Just 1-for-8 this week with 5 strikeouts. He reached in the first 5 games of his career. And he'll line one up the middle, and it is sitting on the center field grass for a base hit. Second baseman Hurdle nearly had a play on it, but he just could not get there. Hurdle plays his third straight game at second base with Danier Cueva back in the lineup at short. Later, Figueroa moves to third base, and Anthony Calarco, who homered yesterday, is at first. Ian Moeller got another caught stealing there behind the dish. Tommy Specht is in left field with JoJo Blackman in center and Marcus Torres in right. Nowadi Mendez. Ceballos at first, and we've got a balk on the pitcher as that was a back foot violation there. You could see him come set, take his foot off the rubber, disengage, and then try to re-engage, and it was caught. We've seen a couple of balks this series from this umpiring crew. So Ceballos heads to second. It is Exposito at the plate, and we've got another balk as he just did the exact same thing. He don't think he realized it, but he came to the set had his hand in his glove, and once you do that, once you declare towards home plate, you can't look back and step off again. And now the pitching coach is going to come out to the mound here and just have a chat with him to settle him down. So single and then two balks before delivering a pitch to Exposito. And perhaps some debut jitters here for Delio, who went 1-1 with a 3.79 ERA in the Arizona Complex League. 20 strikeouts and 17 innings of work. Not a whole lot of note in his performances out in Surprise, where their complex is located. Two hits, a strike him out, throw him out, double play, and a balk as Ceballos on at third. EJ Exposito, 1-for-6 this week with a walk. Looks to pick up RBI number 56 of the season. The first pitch to him is a slider outside. Expo reached yesterday on a play that was initially scored an error and then changed to a hit post facto, so keeps the average above 210. 1-0, and is a slider a bit more central for a strike. No wind right now, was blowing out to left earlier. 1-1 is a fastball swung on and missed, and it'll go to 1-2. Some clouds out in center field. There was about a 15-minute rain shower. The tarp came on the field earlier this evening, but no threat of precipitation for now. Exposito will foul this one off. Certainly hope we're going to be participating in this game. It's 1-2 still with Wilbur Dung the third on deck. I mean, Jack Cattell has 15 hits over these three games. Obviously, an average of 5 a game. They got 2 hit on Wednesday night and were held to 5 yesterday. 1-2 is lined to the alley in left center field. Blackman heads towards the track. It looks like he's got the space, though, and he will get there to make the catch. Side retired. Green Jackets get 2 hits. They leave 1 aboard. No score after half an inning. Garrett Bauman to the mound when we come back. Let's see what the youngster has in store.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Green Jackets get a couple of knocks in the top of the first against Davalio, but nothing across home plate. And now to the mound is Garrett Bauman making his affiliated debut. Standing 6'8" tall, and there is no cheating that size. He is a massive figure. I was in the elevator with him earlier today and had a chance to catch up with him a little bit. He said he has just always been tall. He was 5'7" when he was in fifth grade. He was 6 feet tall by the time he exited middle school, and he has just continued to grow. He now stands 6'8" tall, and of course standing on the top of the mound as well, giving him that extra height. Out of Hagerty High School in Oviedo, Florida, the same high school that produced former Green Jacket and current Atlanta Brave Vaughn Grissom. Bauman drafted 126th overall, signed, and was lured away from his commitment to UCF. Family likely listening on from home in the Orlando area, and he has got JoJo Blackman in the box. And the first pitch is a fastball at 94, taken outside the zone. Expecting anywhere from an inning or two from him tonight. Was not expecting to pitch, but once he was told, he was elated. Just someone who loves baseball. 1-0 is waved at and missed. Fastball, changeup, and a breaking ball that is somewhere between a slider and a curve. Fastball is topped out at 97. The lefty Blackman in the box. And the 1-1 taken just up and away. Dawson Diamond doing the catching tonight. Bauman 19 years old as of a couple of weeks ago. And plenty of room for projection with someone of his size. 2-1 is a swing and a miss. That time a fastball at 95, and it'll even up at 2-2. Blackman leads it off, followed up by Connor Piotto and Glader Figueroa. The three men due up this half inning. Bauman working from the windup. The 2-2 is line foul down the left field line and out of play. It's not just Von Grissom and Bauman that Hagerty High School has produced. Also, Riley Green, Zach Eflin, Ryan Mountcastle. It's big league territory down there in Seminole County. The 2-2 is tipped into the mitt. Strike three. The first AB against Bauman ends up in a strikeout. Talk about a seminal moment for a Seminole product. That'll bring up Connor Piotto, the Canadian, the next man up. Bauman has always been a baseball player. He said he played a little bit of basketball his freshman year. Being 6'6 at that time helped him out as he gets a call in the inside corner with a fastball. It's 0-1, but he was baseball only more or less his entire life. Did some hitting as well as a first baseman, but stopped that between his freshman and sophomore year. Oh, one pitch taken upstairs. It's a 1-1 count. Piotto squares the bunt and pushes it down the third baseline. That's going to end up as an infield single. As for the third time this week, Green Jackets fall victim to a bunt for a base hit. Nicely placed there by Piotto, who is aboard with a one-out single. JoJo Blackman had a bunt single the other day against Hackenberg that worked pretty well. And Torres did so on Wednesday. So it's been a weakness, I suppose, or just something that the Rangers are looking to build in their prospects. One on and one out. Glader Figueroa, the next man up, 1-for-9, 4 strikeouts this week, and he'll take a big swing and a miss at a fastball. Asked him if the plan was always to sign or whether he was tempted to go and play for the Knights of UCF, and he said, no, it was always to sign. 0-1 is line foul down the left field line. He, like many others, said that, you know, school is one thing, but getting professional experience is another, and no one can doubt that. He said he was expecting to hear his name called. It was indeed. Not in a boastful way, but, you know, he's someone who played at Nationals and was a longtime top prospect, played for the Phillies scout team as well. Piotto leads off the first, held on by Exposito. 0-2, tipped foul. EJ Exposito at first base today with Will Verdung the third at second. Ambioris Tavares back in at short after DHing yesterday, and Sabine Ceballos at third. From left to right in the outfield, Cade Kern, Tyler Collins in center, and Jeremy Celedonio in right as Figueroa calls time. Ian Moeller on deck, hitting 188, but he has been a menace to Augusta on the defensive side this week. 0-2, pickoff throw over to first, kind of a check there, not a intense pickoff move by any means. Bauman grips the ball with one hand, now comes to the set at the waist, shuffles that left foot, and an 0-2 is outside. Looked like he quickened up his delivery there, maybe something of a slide step in development with the man on first, but it tailed away. The scouting report on Bauman before the draft is that he's raw with size, but the fastball already being at 97 is a great indicator, and the 1-2 is a heater taken upstairs. Again, 95 miles an hour. You think this off-season, there'll be time to put on even more muscle and continue to fill out. I mean, 6'8 and 245 is not small by any means, but you think a full winter in the Braves complex will help out as well. The 2-2 is popped up down the left field line and now drifting foul and out of play. No score here in the bottom of the first. Game 4 of 6 in this final week of the season. 2-2 is chopped off the plate and now foul into the dirt. Took a funky bounce there as it went back. Sometimes you see those balls die in the infield dirt. And the pitch is up and away. It'll fill up here. We'll see Riley Gowans tonight as the next man up. He started last Friday and just following as a bulk reliever today will be essentially a start for him. So a full count pickoff throw over to first. Piotto back in standing up. No, the Bauman's father, Chuck, is excited for him today. They were able to go down and see him at the complex. Runner goes. 3-2 is taken, high ball four. So a bunt, single, and a walk. We'll put man at first and second with one away for the cleanup man, Moeller. And Bauman will reset a little bit here. Infield getting signs from Dawson Diamond doing the catching today. Diamond, one of the older guys on this team, both him and Nick Clarno are older. In fact, all three catchers the Green Jackets have used regularly are 23 or above. Diamond turned 24 back in May, and I think it helps having something of a steadying presence behind the plate, especially for younger arms in their debut. Right-on-right matchup here with Moeller as Bauman checks the runners. And the first pitch is a fastball cut on miss. That one at 96. I mean, typically pitchers are able to add a mile an hour or so a year with a velo program, maybe 1.5 miles an hour if you're really lucky. Oh, one. Not that slider there, but it's taken upstairs. Not a whole lot of break to it. It sometimes gets caught a little bit in between a slider and a curveball, and we think that might also be a focus later on down the line. But of course, being freshly 19 years of age, there is still so much time, and it's all about the promise. 1-1. Fastball up and in to Moeller, who has two hits this week. He's 2-for-11, four strikeouts, driven in 33 on the year. Moeller not exactly small. He's 6'2", and Bauman just looks massive out there. This inside here, though, and it is 3-1. And you think a ball here might bring out the pitching coach, Wes McGuire, just to have a chat. And we saw two balks in the top of the first inning from a debuting David Devalillo, and not uncommon for a little bit of jitters, especially when it's your first time pitching in front of a true live crowd like this. 3-1 pitch fouled off hard into the netting, and it'll go full. Big thanks to those of you tuning in. There is no video stream here in Down East, so if you're looking to follow along, unfortunately for your ears, I'm the only option. Nathan Strauss here, enjoying my last three games as well of the season. 3-2, the count, men on first and second with one away. Bauman checks the runners and the pitch. It is taken, oh man, just outside. That one was nearly painted beautifully with a fastball at 96. And instead, it's a second walk. It will load up the bases. And now Wes McGuire will come out to the mound just for a chat with the infield coming in as well. You like to see Sabine Ceballos, an experienced ball player as well. Third rounder picked with the Braves selection right before Bauman, coming in for a chat as well with Dawson Diamond out there and Wes McGuire. McGuire, who previously, before coaching in the Braves organization, was part of the Florida Armory, which emphasis on the arm, ARM, was a pitching development facility and lab down in Florida. A bit of a jam here for Bauman to work out of. He wore number 76 down in the complex. He's wearing number 45 today. I think it really was just a question of, you know, what jerseys do the Green Jackets have that could fit someone that size? 6'8" tall and possibly still growing a little bit more, too. He beats out Adam Shoemaker by about 2 inches for the tallest player on the team this season. Hurdle at the plate, first pitch, Jume is chopped up the middle, could be a twofer. Tavares is there, he gloves, his only throw is to first, and he will get it there in time. An RBI ground out for Hurdle, and it's a 1-0 lead for the Wood Ducks. Ended up just dying a little bit on first contact with the grass. Instead of being a possible 6-4 three-double play or even a play to the plate, Tavares did the wise thing and took the path of least resistance, which was going to the first base bag. So Hurdle, who has been the player of the week by far so far, drives in the game's first run with Piotto scoring from third. Go down as a 6-3 RBI ground out, and Tanier Cueva to the dish with men on at second and third. Cueva puts a charge into this one to center field, as going back on it is Collins, but he's got plenty of room, and he will make the catch to retire the side. A strikeout to begin things for Garrett Bauman, who does give up one run, but then strands a pair aboard. Promising signs, he topped out at 96. We will head to the top of the second inning, where the Green Jackets are down 1-0 here on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of Minor League Baseball.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like... saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Green Jackets trailing 1-0 here as we hit the top of inning number two. Will Verdung the third in to lead it off against Savalillo, and it's a righty-on-righty matchup as Verdung will take a fastball upstairs. Green Jackets got two hits in the first, a single from Tavares and a single from Ceballos, and they ran themselves into yet another out with a caught stealing. The 1-0 is in the zone. Verdung 1-for-8 this week. Again, hits have been hard to come by for Augusta. Tavares now leads the way with four of them. Hardly any multi-hit games, though, this week for the Green Jackets. 1-1 slider gets a generous call on the outside edge. 1-2. Verdung, Kern, and Celedonio, the three men due up this half inning. Verdung will call time and adjust the batting gloves. Obviously, it's an exciting weekend for sports. Minor League Baseball season wrapping up, I'm sure, is first and foremost on everyone's mind. 1-2 is a slider way outside. NFL season opened up last night with the Detroit Lions taking a huge statement win out of Arrowhead Stadium against the Kansas City Chiefs. I know there are a couple of guys on this team who are big Lions fans. We're very happy about that. 2-2 outside. Oh, man, they're going to ring him up on that. A slider that looked way outside. It will be a strikeout looking for Verdung. And that's a tough pitch to get called out on because Garrett Bauman had a similar pitch on a 3-2 count with a fastball that was much closer to the zone against a righty than that. So instead it is out number one, second strikeout for Davalio, and now Cade Kern to the plate. He will line this pitch right to the second baseman on a broken bat, and Hurdle is there to make the play for the second out. That ball hit hard, but good positioning for Hurdle, who has been a threat in the running game, at the plate, and also in the field. Quickly two away now for Celedonio. 0-for-2 with a walk on Wednesday night. Still looking for that 16th homer. Leads the team with 15. No one else for the Green Jackets is particularly close. The first man to double digits was Ethan Werkinger, but he was advanced to Rome earlier on this year. Celedonio will chop this one to short. Backhanded on two hops by Donyer Cueva, and he throws the first to retire the side. Green Jackets go down in order. We will see if it's Bauman who goes back to the mound or if it ends up being Riley Gowans. More on that when we come back. Green Jackets down on nothing going to the bottom inning number two.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Green Jackets go in order in the top of the second, and now to the plate is the bottom of the order for Down East. It is Specht, Colarco, and Torres to up this half inning. Bowman remains on the mound for now as he gets through one inning of work with a strikeout, one hit, and one run against with a pair of walks as well. But the only hit against him was that bunt single for Piotto, which was the only run to score as well. He had 26 pitches in that first frame, so likely a batter or two here in the second if that 30 to 35 pitch count ends up holding. Tommy Specht in to begin this frame. Left-hand hitting. He's 1-for-6 with an RBI double this week. First pitch to him. Changeup taken outside. Specht, a sixth rounder in this last year's draft out of Dubuque, Iowa. 1-0 is a fastball upstairs. Green Jackets started off this year, by the way, someone we haven't talked about in a while, but another young flamethrower in Didier Fuentes. 2-0 pitch is lined towards left center field, towards the alley. Kern gives it a chase, and he will get there for out number one. But Didier Fuentes, who is the Green Jackets starter in their home opener against Down East, he was 17 years old when the season began, did not turn 18 until late June, but he topped out at 98 miles an hour as a 17-year-old, and being so young, they were pretty cautious, and they sent him back down to the Florida Complex League after about 30 innings of work. But these young arms, there's so much talent and potential. As Bauman missed down and away here to another big body, Anthony Colarco's 6'4", 225, and Colarco will shoot this one to right field, but Celedonio is right there, and he will make the catch for the out. Now two away. Colarco hit a monster home run yesterday, got a fastball that was middle-middle and lined it to center field. I mean, it was on a line. It maybe got about 2 inches over the 390 sign, or 390 marker, rather, in center fields. Quickly two away now for the nine-man Marcus Torres, who is 2-for-7 this week. Another lefty will wave and miss a changeup here. Changeup is Bauman's best secondary right now. I think he will build on that breaking ball as well. And this is a broken back grounder to second. Verdung is there. He dodges the splinters, and he'll throw to first to retire the side. Quick and easy 1-2-3 frame. Seven pitches for Bauman to record the next three outs. And we go to the top of the third. Green Jackets down 1-0.
With Well Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with Well Business. Visit switchtowellbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local trusted and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Green Jackets to the plate here in the top of inning number three, trailing 1-0. Dawson Diamond, Tyler Collins, Ambioris Tavares due up this half inning. Each team goes in order in the second, so we move quickly to the third. Diamond into the box, activated today off the development list. First pitch to him is lined hard down the right field line towards the corner. It is a foul ball by maybe 3 feet. Diamond hitting 159, a homer and 16 batted in, but again is thought very highly of as far as the composure that he brings behind the plate. Last night, a two-homer day for Ronald Acuña Jr., which brings the possibility of a 40-60 season. 0-1 to Diamond is in the zone for a strike on the upper edge, but Acuña obviously already the only member of the 30-60 club, 30 homers, 60 stolen bases. He's at 34. He's got 22 games to hit six more bombs, and it would be quite the achievement. 0-2 is a slider swung on and missed, and Diamond goes down on strikes for the third K for Davalillo. And now Tyler Collins, the lefty. Not a whole lot of left-handed bats in the lineup today. Green Jackets have the ability of rolling out a lineup that includes, you know, three natural lefties and three switch hitters, but just Collins and Compton. Collins, a natural lefty, will take a strike, and Compton, the switch hitter, up there this evening. 0-1 on TC. Infield playing him to bunt, and the pitch is tipped in and out of the glove of the catcher, Moeller. It's 0-2. Riley Gowans is going through some warm-up tosses in the Green Jackets bullpen down the right field line. Collins, 45 runs batted in this year. 0-2 is a high chopper towards second. It's charged by Hurdle. He's got an underhand to first, and Calarco keeps his back foot on the bag long enough for out number two. Six straight men now retired by the Wood Ducks, and that'll bring up Ambioris Tavares, who lined the first pitch of the game into center field for a base hit. Yesterday, hitless for Tavi, who's got the average back to 217. He's topped out around 220 this year. The pitch to him is a slider away. Yesterday had some trouble with the breaking ball of Joseph Montalvo, amongst others. Turning it around today. 1-0. Well, spoke too soon because that was a slider even further outside than the one that he took for ball one, and he got fooled there. It's now a 1-1 count. He'll step out and use his timeout here to adjust the batting gloves and maybe take a little bit of a reset. Best crowd of the week by far here on this Friday night. It was a little bit more manageable weather-wise today than the last couple of days, only peaking at 91. 1-1 big curveball, but missing just upstairs. Going to be a little bit cooler this weekend as some rain will dispel the heat. 2-1 is a hard liner foul down the right field line. It hits off the umbrella over by the pavilion, and a horde of children will go chase it down underneath the grandstand out there. And it is now a 1-2 count on Tavares. Compton awaits on deck, and the pitch is a slider, gets all the way to the backstop. It'll even up at 2-2. That'll make it a 3-2 count, rather, as the curveball that dropped in was taken upstairs. So a 3-2 count on Tavares, looking to reach for the second time here in the top of the third. Augusta trailing 1-0 to the Wood Ducks. 3-2 pitch is right there with a fastball strike recall. No doubt about it. After a couple of off-speed pitches, Davalillo ends up winning the battle, and he will retire the side in order yet again. Two more strikeouts to the resume. We go to the bottom of the third. Riley Gowans, the Illinois man, coming into the game. We come back.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Well, surprise, surprise, it is not indeed Riley Gowans who comes in. It is number 33, Yomar Diaz, instead. It's told that it's going to be Gowans who would come next, but now perhaps thinking about changing around things here as Diaz will come in for his first crack at the Wood Ducks. Green Jackets trailing 1-0 here as the debut is over for Bauman, and a pretty solid one. He gives up one run on one hit, a bunt single, and two walks. He strikes out one in two innings of work. JoJo Blackman in here to lead it off. Top of the order for the Wood Ducks this half inning as Blackman will foul this one off. Blackman 1-for-10 this week with 8 strikeouts, which is what we saw from him earlier this year, although he has some pretty good numbers in the middle of the campaign. There was a great video of him and the entire Wood Ducks team, as the 0-1 is outside and low from the righty Diaz. But the Green Jackets actually helped clinch down east the championship as Augusta knocked off the Columbia Fireflies back in June. As this one's taken for a strike, it is 1-2. When the Green Jackets did that, they clinched them the championship, and they were watching along to the Green Jackets game. 1-2 pitch hit to center field and playable for Collins, who goes back into his left and will get there to take care of Blackman for out number one. It was the home game against Carolina, the final game of the series against the Mudcats. As I remember things, it was a 7-6 win against Carolina that the Green Jackets took, and because of that, they were able to give the Wood Ducks their postseason appearance. This one taken downstairs by Piotta, the first and only hit of the game for the Wood Ducks so far, a bunt single. But it was cool to see that they were watching along to the Green Jackets game to see if they would hold on. 1-0 is sliced foul by Piotta. It's 1-1. Piotta out of Mississauga, Ontario. Rangers with some pretty good Canadian prospects right now as well. Of course, the Braves are up there too, as Piotta slices this one foul. Perhaps most notably, the Blue Jays, obviously, they tend to go for their Canadians. But Alex Anthopoulos, the GM of the Braves, is Canadian himself. And the pitch here is popped up left side and now foul and out of play. One and two here on Piotta. As Diaz gets the sign. Pitch clock down to 5 here. And now the 1-2 is lined to left center field. It's going to drop in for a base hit. Two hits in two appearances now for Piotta, who is aboard with a single. He's got both of the hits for Downey's today. But speaking of the Rangers and their Canadians, one of the Rangers' top 30 prospects, Mitch Bratt, made a start against Team USA back in the World Baseball Classic, and it was something of a tough assignment for him because Canada's pool is not as deep as United States, but this one is grounded to the right side. Verdung slides on the outfield grass to get it. He has a hard time with the throw and throws it away. It's picked up by the catcher, Diamond, as advancing to third is Piotto, as Verdung had a grip on that ball, was going to be an easy out, and instead it will be a base hit and then likely an error on Verdung for Figueroa. But Bratt spent all season here in Down East last year to finish up that story. Not the greatest story of all time, but take what you can get here. Infield at double play depth now with Ben on the corners and one away. It is a infield single for Figueroa, but Piotto gets to third on the error for Verdung, who has had a tough series defensively. Up to now six errors, but I believe four of them have been this week. First pitch to Moeller is cut on and missed. Moeller walked, was the last man to reach in the first. Good spot for him to pick up RBI number 34. Yet to drive one in this week. A one is hammered to left field and deep. This should get the run home as Curran is back onto the track. He will make the catch. Piotta is going to tag. The throw comes to second instead. So the Green Jackets will cede the run on a sacrifice fly as Moeller does indeed get RBI 34. It's now a 2-0 Down East lead. In all likelihood, that'll end up as an unearned run with the extra base leading to that sacrifice fly. In fact, it is, I believe, almost certainly an unearned run, barring a misinterpretation by myself. You learn a lot about scoring over the course of the season, and I still feel like I learn one or two new things just about every game. Hurdle will chop this one down the third baseline. It's a fair ball. No one runs it out. Throw to first is in time. Side retired. That ball was in foul ground. It snuck back fair right in front of the third base bag. And Hurdle, for the first time this week, is culpable as he didn't run at all down to first base. And the throw is in time to retire the side. A hit. Actually, two hits and an error. And a sacrifice fly has doubled the Down East lead. We go to the fourth. It is a 2-0 advantage for the Woodies.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Getting set here for the top of the fourth inning. Green Jackets now trailing 2-0 on an Ian Moeller sacrifice fly. It'll be Drew Compton in to lead it off. Batters 2, 3, and 4 this half inning for Augusta. They have not had a man reach base since the single by Sabine Ceballos, who is on deck. So it's been a solid run here for Davalio, who's retired 7 in a row. Compton struck out swinging in the first, and the righty on the mound delivers a pitch that is sliced towards left field, dropping in quickly, but Specht gets there and he will make the catch one away. 1 pitch, one out, and now Sabine Ceballos to the box. This Down East pitching staff has just really done a number on Augusta this year. I mean, going into yesterday, the Green Jackets were hitting 174 against them, and Ceballos will take a strike here, but It has been whatever the opposite of a slugfest is. I guess a rock fest? I'm not sure what the terminology is. It's 0-1 on Ceballos. And the pitch is outside with a slider. After yesterday's game, though, the Green Jackets, again, still hitting 176 against the Wood Ducks. Wood Ducks only hitting 194 against them, however, as the 1-1 is a fastball for a strike on the outside corner. Surprisingly, the Green Jackets have actually recorded more total bases and a higher OPS than Down East when these two teams have met. Green Jackets have won just 3 of the 9 games, though, between these two teams this year. And they trail 2-0. 1-2 is a slider fouled off the top of the foot of Ceballos. He will stay alive. I mean, maybe even most impressive is that there's not a player with more than 6 hits in this series, either way. Including the opening series of the year, that is. 1-2 is fought foul. Ceballos stays alive yet again. Ambioris Tavares is now 6-for-31 against the Wood Ducks, and he actually leads both teams in base hits in that time. 1-2 is a slider again, just hacked foul. These two teams have combined for only 5 home runs as well in the 9 games. Celedonio Compton and David McCabe each with 1 for Augusta. And not to sort of belabor the point, but coming into today, Ceballos will strike out swinging on the pitch outside. Coming into today, Green Jackets had scored 17 runs against the Wood Ducks in 9 games. The Wood Ducks have scored 19 runs against the Green Jackets in those 9 games as well, but both of those teams averaging around 2 runs a game against each other, which is just shockingly low. 9 straight now retired by Davalio, and it'll be EJ Exposito's turn. He flew out to center to end the first righty-on-righty matchup, and a slider gets the top of the zone for a strike. Same pitch, and it's taken again. Oh, and 2 here on Exposito. The pitch is a slider down and away. He checked his swing and held up. So the count is 1-2. Green Jackets trailing 2-0 here. They've not reached base since the first, where they left a man on third. Davalio pitches and misses away with a fastball downstairs. It's already dark out. Again, it's closer and closer to fall. It's only 10 minutes to 8. 2-2. Another slider away. Checked his swing and held up again. It'll go full. I mean, in North Augusta, it would be light out until about 9:20, even 9:30 sometimes. You'd get some good daylight. Full count here to Expo, and the pitch is on the outside corner. Strike 3 called. That is another generous call. Green Jackets will go down in order yet again. 10 straight retired by Davalio, and it'll be a new arm for Augusta when we come back. 2-0 the score as we hit the bottom of the fourth here at Granger Stadium.
Some things are just made for each other. Chips and dip, socks and shoes. YouTube TV and WOW Internet. It's the ultimate bundle. Super fast WOW Internet and an amazing live TV experience from YouTube TV. Watch 100 plus channels, live sports, and unlimited DVR space included. For a limited time, get super fast internet and YouTube TV starting at just $82.98 per month. Sign up for our fastest speed and get $300 on us.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply. Additional YouTube TV terms and conditions apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price-lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switch2wowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Well, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, can't get fooled again. As Riley Gowans is finally into the game here after potentially coming into the second, potentially coming into the third. He will join the contest here in the fourth. Following up on a brilliant debut last week, he went 4 2/3 innings of work on 63 pitches. He struck out 5, gave up a run on 2 hits, and just 1 walk. It was a very poised performance for him. He pitched 7 innings in the complex across 3 outings as well. In his full season stats, he has given up just 2 earned runs in 11 2/3 innings of work with 14 strikeouts to 4 walks. He will have Danier Cueva, Tommy Specht, and Anthony Colarco to begin things here. Gowans out of Illinois. First pitch is swung on and missed. I would imagine that Gowans, who grew up about 15 minutes away from Colarco, has faced him plenty of times. They're similarly aged as well. 0-1 is a slider hit down the left field line, slicing towards the corner, but it will drift into the Wood Ducks bullpen. Owen 2 is the count. Big Reddy on the mound. Not quite as big as Garrett Bauman, but 6-4. 0-2 pitch is a fastball upstairs. Gowans did not pick up the win in his game last week because he did not hit that 5-inning mark. He nearly got there, but hit that 60-pitch maximum and ended up getting removed. It was a good performance from him, and he'll come back with a strikeout here to begin his outing of Cueva, who takes a big hack and a miss for out number 1. So that will bring up Tommy Specht, who flew out to left field back in inning number 2. Green Jackets trailing 2-0 here. There's a bit of a bug issue right now in the radio booth and in the press box as a whole. I keep having to eliminate various aphids and pill bugs and whatnot from crawling on my laptop and my scorebook. A giant grasshopper in here today as well. Change up upstairs here to the lefty Specht, and it is taken high for a ball. 3 straight lefties to begin this frame. Is in the bottom of the zone for a strike, and I don't mind it. It doesn't bug me all that much. There's a spider in the top right corner of the booth that is absolutely going to town right now. It is like living outside of a buffet. Fouled off here, it's 1-2. I mean, if you were a spider, right, and you were, you know, looking for food, I would guess that making a living in the upper vestiges of a stadium is probably a pretty good spot to be in. I'm no Charlotte's Web, though, but neither here nor there. 1-2. Hey, swung on and missed with a fastball up and away. Back-to-back Ks here to begin the outing for Bauman. That will bring up Colarco, and these two were actually all-state first-teamers back in 2018. Gowans out of Libertyville, and Colarco, well, born in Barrington, but couple towns over in New Trier. First pitch is a high chopper towards first. It's fielded by Exposito, who will flip to the covering Gowans, who steps on the bag to retire the side. A seamless inning of work here as we go to the fifth inning. Green Jackets trailing 2-0 as 1-2-3 go the Wood Ducks.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Back here in the top of the fifth inning. We're about an hour into this game, and again, it has been completely bereft of offense. Green Jackets trailing 2-0. The runs came across on a sack fly and an RBI groundout, one for Moeller and one for Hurdle of the home side. Green Jackets have been hitless since the first. They have been retired at now 10 in a row. It'll be Verdung, Kern, and Celedonio to the plate here. With Davalio remaining on the mound, he has been very efficient so far. 45 pitches in four full frames worth of work with six strikeouts to boot. Ready on ready matchup here, as a little bit of stretching going on in the bullpen for the home side, but nothing serious, and Verdung will fight this one foul. Verdung out of Itawamba Community College down in Fulton. Was a USM commit, but drafted in the 13th round and signed. 0-1 is fought foul on a breaking ball up and away. Dung's played almost entirely at second base. He has DH'd, and we think he could possibly end up in the corner of an outfield as well, or maybe even pick up a first baseman's glove if needed. 0-2 is down and in the dirt. Like so many guys, positional versatility is hugely important. And I think so often the top athletes from a young age end up playing shortstop just because of their arm strength. But once you are playing with other top athletes, as you continue to progress up the funnel, 1-2 is hit to left field, dropping quickly, and that will be down for a base hit. Green Jackets finally aboard as Verdung is able to place one with a little cue shot between the shortstop and left fielder. But when you progress up the sort of funnel of professional sports, being able to fit in where needed, I mean, some guys even end up picking up catcher's gloves and get converted later on in their career. Versatility is highly valued by the Braves, amongst other things. Verdung has his lead at first. One on, no one out for Cade Kern, who lined to the second baseman Hurdle, and he will take one outside. Kern with a new bat. I believe he splintered his last one on that line out in the second. Green Jackets with their first base runner since the first inning here. Down 2-0. Verdung maybe trying to time up the man on the mound here. And the pitch is chopped softly down the third baseline. It will drift foul over by the third base coach's box. So 0-2 here to Kern. Celedonio, who chopped to the shortstop his first time up, is the man on deck. Working from the windup. 0-2 fouled off, rather, excuse me, from the stretch. This one's fouled off the leg of the batter Kern. Kern out of the Ohio State University, whose football team kind of slugged their way to an ugly win over the University of Indiana Hoosiers last week. They've got an easier opponent in Youngstown State this weekend. 0-2 is softly hit up the middle. Shortstop and third baseman converge. It goes underneath the glove of Figueroa, and everyone is going to be safe. Kern might have had a shot at beating that out at first base anyways, but something of a ground ball Bermuda Triangle, as the pitcher, shortstop, and third baseman all converged on that ball. It was triangulated almost perfectly between the three of them. It's going to end up as an error, I believe, on Figueroa, the third baseman, as taking second is Verdung. Neither of these teams have looked all too confident in the field across this entire series. It is indeed an E5 on Figueroa, who will now have this one go right over his head. As Celedonio lines one down the left field line, they're going to wave around the runner from second. Verdung will score standing up, as coasting into second with a double is Jeremy Celedonio. And the Green Jackets are on the board with men on second and third and still no one out. Well, first pitch swinging for Celedonio, who picks up RBI number 43. Verdung in easily from second. Kern goes first to third, and Celedonio moves to second base. Celedonio, and I think this says a lot about the kind of batter he is. That's his seventh double of the year. He's got 15 homers. He is very much a three true outcomes kind of player, where he elevates the ball so much that he just doesn't put things into play in the alleys or down the line all that often. He'll get singles up the middle and homers, and that's kind of what he has done this year, but it is double number seven as we've got a mound visit here. Was informed by the lovely people here in the press box earlier today, by the way, that Carlos Maldonado, the manager of the Wood Ducks, 17 years ago today made his debut at Great American Ballpark for the Pittsburgh Pirates and recorded a base hit in the first pitch that he saw. Managed a major league career that spanned a couple of seasons, did Maldonado, and began coaching in the mid-2010s. Infield in now all the way around. Dawson Diamond at the plate. Men on second and third and no one out. Green Jackets trailing now 2-1. The pitch to Diamond is a big breaker in for a strike. The man on third is an unearned run should he end up scoring to Davalio. And the pitch is a slider, and again, this time swung on and missed. On deck is Tyler Collins, who is the best man on the team with men in scoring position this season. Green Jackets trailing 2-1, but a good chance to either tie or take the lead here with a couple of chances for a productive out. 0-2, slider, and this time Diamond gets a piece of it and knocks it foul. Righty up and loosening in the bullpen for the Wood Ducks. Green Jackets, after not having a base runner from the second through the fourth, have now had three here in the fifth. Finding some life. Time called by Diamond, who will step out. He loves to use that timeout with two strikes. Didn't do it the first time. RBI number 43 of the season for Celedonia, which is third on the team behind Tyler Collins and EJ Exposito. He's on second, and Kern is on third. And the 0-2 to Diamond is popped up out of play over the roof back towards the parking lot. Speaking of the Pirates, the Braves taking on the Pirates tonight, and they lead 1-0 right now in the bottom of the third on an Eddie Rosario single. Still 0-2 on Diamond, and the pitch is taken downstairs, went back to the curveball or slider there. Infield is in and slightly deeper up the middle. 1-2, slider, and that time he missed it, swung on and missed. It's the seventh strikeout of the day for Davalio, and out number one. Still a good chance here for Tyler Collins as the infield will remain in. Green Jackets trailing by a run, but men on second and third here and just one away. Tyler Collins is so good with the bases loaded. This time just men on second and third, but a great chance to add to those 45 runs batted in. First pitch to him is a fastball for a strike. With men in scoring position this year, Collins is hitting .300 with an OPS of .778, which is 200 percentage or points higher. And he'll tip this one into the mitt, and it's 0-2. And it really does come down to that bases-loaded performance. 19 of his 45 runs batted in have come in his at-bats with the bases loaded, where he's hitting .750. 0-2 is lined to left field. This should get the tying run home. Specht is back in front of the track. He will make the catch. The throw is coming towards home plate. Coming in is Kern. He will score as the throw is well late. And Collins picks up RBI number 46. And the Green Jackets tie it up at 2-2. Celedonio stays put at second. Green Jackets held scoreless through the first four frames, have scored a pair now, and that, I believe, will be the end of the debut for Davalio. So we will take the break as Maldonado comes out to relieve the debutante, and we will have the line and the new arm coming in when we come back. 2-2 the score with a man on second, Tavares at the plate.
Some things are just made for each other. Chips and dip, socks and shoes. YouTube TV and WOW Internet. It's the ultimate bundle. Super fast WOW Internet and an amazing live TV experience from YouTube TV. Watch 100 plus channels, live sports, and unlimited DVR space included. For a limited time, get super fast internet and YouTube TV starting at just $82.98 per month. Sign up for our fastest speed and get $300 on us.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply. Additional YouTube TV terms and conditions apply.
With Well Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with Well Business. Visit switch2wellbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Green Jackets have tied this game up. It is a 2-2 ball game as we have a pitching change here in inning number 5. Green Jackets have already used now 3 arms, with Gowans being the third. It is Jose Gonzalez who is in here to try and clean up the man on second base. Gonzalez, big right-hander, 6'3" tall, making appearance number 1 here in Down East. Just added to the roster today. With Tavares, the first man he faces. Runner on second, 2 away. Righty on righty matchup. First pitch is a slider. Checked his swing, and he went around on appeal. Tavares cannot believe that he went there, and I'm not sure that he did either. Gonzalez in 11 games this year in the complex, a 5.40 ERA and a whip of 1.4, 2-4 record. 31 strikeouts, 11 walks. A 1 pitch. That's a slider. That was swung on and missed without a doubt. And Tavares down in the count now 0-2. A single and a strikeout so far for Tavares. RBI double for Celedonio, put the Green Jackets on the board, and then a sacrifice fly for Collins evened it up. It gets Bauman off the hook for a decision, who went 2 innings and gave up the game's first run back in the first. A giant moth just flew into the booth. 0-2. Bounced up there with a slider. Gonzalez out of El Vigia, Venezuela. Pitched 2 years in the Dominican Summer League and then just a brief stint in Arizona last year before being a full season member of their complex team this year. Celedonio not being held on at second. He has a massive lead. No one even in his vicinity. And the 1-2 inside nearly hits him. Oh, whoa! They call that strike 3. Man. That ball was like 2 or 3 inches off the plate. Manager Cody Gabella is having a chat about that pitch. I thought that was nowhere close. Instead, it ends up as strike 3 called, and we go to the bottom of the 5th. Green Jackets have tied it up, though. It is 2-2.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At max maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
So we're back here in the bottom of inning number five. Green Jackets and Wood Ducks are all even at two apiece as there's a bit of a delay here as the umpire waits to put his cap back on and now will do so. Marcus Torres is in here to lead it off. Riley Gowan's on the mound. First pitch is on the lower side for a ball 1-0. Was wondering and doing some research about whether Gowan's had faced off with the other Illinois man, Calarco, before, and they have interacted in a couple of times. 1-0 for a strike. They both played in the MLB Draft League at a similar time. Also, Northwestern and Illinois make for an easy competition, but I could not find any specific batter versus pitcher data. Torres cranks this one hard, but foul, and it is 1-2. One of these days, there will be a way to figure out things like that, and across competitions is where it gets really hard. There is a way to do it in affiliated baseball, and we've got a timer violation here on the batter Torres, who will strike out on an automatic strike. So one away now in the fifth. It's the third strikeout for Gowans, although perhaps a less climactic one. And now the top of the order to the plate, JoJo Blackman leads it up. Blackman is 0-2, a strikeout and a flyout, even at 2-2 here. And the first pitch is a fastball upstairs. Gowans had one of the harder fastballs in the draft league back in 2022, the year before he ended up being selected. Was up to 96.5. We've seen him in the mid-90s so far over his two outings with the Green Jackets. 1-0 misses outside. Gowans played parts of two seasons for the Williamsport Crosscutters. 2-2, rather 2-0, fouled off. It's 2-1. It's a beautiful ballpark, that they play at there. It was a real tragedy that baseball no longer has the rookie ball that it once did with the New York Penn League or the Appy League, the Appalachian League, even out west with the Frontier League. 2-1 is grounded towards second. Verdung is there. He looks it into his glove and fires to first for out number two. But the draft league is a partner league that sprung up kind of in the wake there. But it used to be that you would get drafted and you would go to rookie ball and you would play between 30 and 50 games, perhaps. It's short season. It's 2 months at a time in somewhat smaller communities. But that no longer exists as an option as the draft has gone down in size and as minor league baseball has reorganized. First pitch in for a strike here to Piotto, who will lead it off. He is 2-2. He's got two of the three hits today for the home side, a bunt single and a single to left. He's also got both of their runs. 0-1 is sliced foul. Rather, we'll make it 1-1. Excuse me, the first pitch misses. But the baseball world is small. It's sort of the main point here. Everyone knows someone who knows someone on every team. 1-1, slice foul, and out of play. And it ends up happening, that by the end of the day, if guys end up making the majors, they're seeing players who they might have faced off with or been teammates with before over the better part of, like a 7 or 8 year journey from their first summer ball experience all the way through affiliated baseball, which is just so, so cool. 1-2 change up in the dirt to make it a 2-2 count. For example, Sabin Ceballos was actually on Riley Gowans' team in the draft league back in 2022, over a year ago, and now they are teammates yet again, just on a slightly different stage. 2-2 the score, 2-2 the count. And the pitch is inside and low. It'll go full. Braves have blown it open here against the Pirates. Now a 4-0 lead on all singles. No homers yet for Atlanta. 3-2 outside and high with a fastball that slipped, and it will be the first man to reach against Gowans today. Retires the first five men. It'll bring up Glader Figueroa, who has also reached twice. A walk and a single, been skinned at first and stranded at third. Green Jackets have already scored two runs. That matches their total over the previous 18 innings, as Figueroa will take a good fastball for a strike on the outside edge. Gowans does have a little two-seamer that he'll use to lefties from time to time. Still flushing out his full pitch mix. 0-1 is tipped into the mitt. Diamond was up and ready to throw with Piotto bluffing a steal, so it's 0-2. Lights are on all the way around. Pitch black skies now as we sit at about 18 minutes past 8. Piotto again has his lead, being held on by Exposito. Pickoff throw comes over. No tag, just a check to keep him honest. Pickoff throw again. This one gets Piotto back in on his feet, but he scampers over there. Still 0-2. Piotto now with a much larger lead. He's going. The pitch is taken all the way to the backstop. It gets over Diamond's glove, and after two pickoff attempts, it'll end up being a wild pitch, although I believe it will go down as a stolen base as well, with Piotto off before that pitch was delivered. So now Dawson Diamond goes out to chat. The Wood Ducks had not been running all that frequently this series. In fact, that's only their fourth stolen base attempt of the week. They are now 3-for-4. Hurdle had the other two. It is a stolen base, so the seventh of the season for Piotto. Still a 1-2 count, though, and two away, though, for Figueroa, as Gowans looks to strand that man aboard. The pitch is just fought foul with a curveball in on the hands. Green Jackets with the game's last two runs, looking to send this game to the sixth, still even. 1-2, just outside. Green Jackets outfield is playing fairly shallow here for Figueroa, thinking maybe if he gets something through, there could be a play at the plate. The 2-2 pitch is skied in the air, high pop-up, a drifting foul back behind home plate, and it will land out of play. Grueling at bat here for Figueroa, who is doing well. The 2-2 pitch is again fought foul. It's the kind of at bats that they don't always show up in the box score, but they can really make a big difference, especially to the man on deck if Figueroa can work his way aboard. Eighth pitch of the at bat upcoming. Piotto on second with Moeller, who has been good today, on deck. The pitch is a slider, strike three called on the outside edge. And that will retire the side. Two strikeouts, a walk, and that is all in that half inning with one left at second. We go to the sixth inning. The score's even at 2.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Well, we've got a pitching change here as we hit the top of the sixth inning, all tied at two. In is Leandro Lopez, formerly known as Leandro Calderon, a converted infielder to one of the better relief pitching prospects in the Rangers organization. Had the most strikeouts in the entire Dominican Summer League in 2021. Did not pitch last year with a visa issue that held him out of America. He did pitch in the Dominican. And this year has been a ever-present for the Wood Ducks. Out of Bonao in the DR, making appearance number 17 of the season. Another guy who has been alternating as a starter and a reliever this year. Last time out, got the start a week ago today and allowed two hits, no runs, and fanned six. First pitch is in for a strike. In fact, you have to go back to July for the last time he allowed a run, although he only made one appearance in August. He missed some games. Compton will sky this one down the left field line, drifting over his spec towards the corner, battling the lights. He'll make the catch for the out. So one away. Ceballos the next man up. EJ Exposito, the cleanup hitter, batting third this half inning. Square at two apiece. Last inning, Jeremy Celedonio doubled in a run. Tyler Collins brought home the second to tie the ball game. Ceballos is one for two, a single and a strikeout, and he will take a fastball for a strike. Lopez, who features a good fastball and then an excellent curveball, will try to drop that hammer curve in upstairs, but it misses high. It's 1-1. Curveball that has been clocked at over 3,000 rotations per minute, which is elite by any standard. Ceballos will fight this one foul. It's 1-2. For perspective, Charlie Morton, whose curveball has the most RPM of anyone in all of baseball, is at about 3,300. So it also affects the shape. It's really up and down, not side to side. But it's neither here nor there. 1-2 here on Ceballos. He's been fanned six times in 10 at-bats this week. And he will check his swing on a pitch in the dirt to make it 2-2. Ceballos with his second hit of the week here. He is hitting an even 333 in game number 7 of his Green Jackets career. 2-2. Is sliced foul down the right field line, and it will get over again towards the concession stand. And a couple of kids will go chase it down. Two-two is grounded up the middle towards the second baseman, Hurdle, who is there with plenty of time. He'll throw to first and get Ceballos. We're out number two. So now EJ Exposito. Converted infielders pitching is becoming more and more of a trend as teams begin to get creative a little bit with guys with different types of arm movement and different abilities to perhaps throw harder at a funky angle. In fact, we saw earlier today in the first major league game of the day, Jose Cuas of the Chicago Cubs, who was a converted infielder himself, a one. Taken upstairs. That game, by the way, finished 1-0. Zach Gallen of the Diamondbacks, a three-hit complete game shutout. That's some 1978 baseball right there. You hardly ever see that anymore. 1-1. Fouled off by Exposito. It's 1-2. But Cuas, by the way, a great story out of the Royals system, was at one point a FedEx driver. Converted from an infielder, a middle infielder, and Now throws in the upper 90s to 100. It was acquired by the Cubs at the trade deadline. 1-2. Checked his swing on a pitch in the dirt. They appeal up the line. He held up. Two and two with two away. Green Jackets in a game that is all tied up at two as well. Twos abound. Just two games left after tonight as this pitch misses outside and low as all of a sudden some sirens begin to sound outside the stadium as looks like a fire truck is going past down the right field line. So it'll go full. It's a tough one for the pitcher. 3-2. Taking high ball four. So Exosito is aboard with a walk. And now Will Verdung. Verdung singled in the fifth. It broke a string of 10 straight men retired by, at that point, David Davalio, who was relieved after 4 1/3. The final line for him, he goes 4 2/3, rather, giving up 4 hits, 2 runs, 1 earned, while not issuing a walk and striking out 7. So Expo on first, and Verdung will take a hard fastball outside and low. The Green Jackets haven't led since 1-0 yesterday in the top of the second inning. And that was a lead they held for all of about 3 batters. The 1-0 is a broken back grounder towards third, fielded by Figueroa, who will throw to the shortstop, rather the second baseman covering second base. And the side is retired. Green Jackets get a walk, and they leave one aboard. And we will go to the bottom of the sixth. The score is 2-2.
Some things are just made for each other. Chips and dip. Socks and shoes. YouTube TV and WOW Internet. It's the ultimate bundle. Super fast WOW Internet and an amazing live TV experience from YouTube TV. Watch 100-plus channels, live sports, and unlimited DVR space included. For a limited time, get super fast internet and YouTube TV starting at just $82.98 per month. Sign up for our fastest speed and get $300 on us.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply. Additional YouTube TV terms and conditions apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switch2wowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Back here in the bottom of the sixth, Ian Moeller is at the plate, and he will take a strike. We're all square at two apiece with Gowans remaining on the mound. 30 pitches for him in his first 2 innings of work. A one is hit hard to right field, and Moeller is aboard in his first official plate appearance. Or first official at bat, rather, and he has had a very productive game. A walk, a sack fly, and now a single. He has contributed. He's also thrown out a man at second base for what seems like the 1,000th time this week. So the leadoff man is aboard. It's the first hit surrendered by Gowans in 2 innings of work. And that will bring up Devin Hurdle, who has an RBI ground out and a ground out on a funky play that ended in the third inning, where he grounded one that was foul for much of the half, and then it snuck fair at the very last moment. He didn't run up the line, and Ceballos threw him out because it rolled back into fair territory. 0-1 on Hurdle. And the pitch is just outside. He was very good in the Summit League last year for UNO. And almost single-handedly won the game for Down East on Wednesday night. 1-1 count outside and low from Gallins. And the foot hurdle ahead. We have seen a couple of bunts today, and the Green Jackets infield is playing very deep. Of course, it's not just on the infielders. It's also occasionally a matter of the catcher and the pitcher as well. 2-1 is a slider swung on and missed. But the Green Jackets do not bunt all that often themselves. In fact, they've got the fewest bunt attempts in the league, and it's been a bit of a soft underbelly for them this year on the other side. Man on first, a 2-2 count, and no one away in the sixth. No movement in either bullpen right now. 2-2 is lined foul over, again, down by the Mother Earth Pavilion. Owen Murphy got the start today in High A Rome. We'll check in on him in just a second as we make our way through the organization. 2-2, a check swing. They appeal at the middle. He held up. It will go full. Murphy, interesting outing for him tonight. He goes 6 innings. He strikes out 5. He gives up 8 hits and 4 earned runs. Walking 1. I guess he's probably done after 93 pitches. It's almost certainly his last outing of the year. Runner goes on the 3-2. It's taken high, ball 4 with a slider, and the first two men have reached here in the sixth. This was the danger inning yesterday when LJ McDonough was pitching. He got a ground out from Villarroel, but then two singles and a fielder's choice and an error ended up scoring what would be the go-ahead runs. It was this exact score as well. It was a 2-2 game. And now a big moment here for Daniel Cueva, who has not recorded a hit today. He's 1-for-9 now this week with a couple of strikeouts. Infield is in at the corners, protecting for the bunt in an obvious sacrifice situation here. Esposito and Ceballos both in. And the pitch, Cueva's swinging away, but he'll take this one up and outside. He has driven in 44 this year as Cueva. It's been a less powerful year than some would have projected for him. It was a big money signing for the Rangers, just 4 homers. 1-0 is swung on and missed. Back in the zone now with a slider. Short leads at first and second for Moeller and Hurdle. 1-1 to the lefty. And the pitch is a high fastball, blew it right by him. So that will back up the corner infielders here, although we have seen 1 or 2 2-strike bunts drop down, although not with 2 men aboard and no one out. It's far more sensible just to take your hacks. We saw Gene Ramirez of Columbia do it about 4 times in the course of a week, but it's not really something that's done too much nowadays, or really ever, for that matter. Gowans will spin around and look the runners back to first and second, respectively. Lefty Cueva taps his foot, timing up Gowans, whose 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed. Fired a fastball by him for a big out number 1. And now a chance for Tommy Speck to his 0-for-2, 1-for-8 this week. Speck, a 6th rounder in this last year's draft, trying to put his team aboard in the sixth. First pitch to him is a curveball that just misses outside. Green Jackets looking to even up this series at 2 games apiece. High score now with men on first and second. And a breaking ball gets the edge. It is 1-1. Speck's got a little brother who is also a pretty talented ball player of his own right. out there in Iowa. One-one. Swung on and missed. Back to the high fastball. And now 1-2. Green Jackets looking to keep the score all level. 1-2 is another fastball, and he got him swinging. Back-to-back strikeouts for Gowans, who has settled down after a single and a walk. And now it's up to Calarco. Will we see some Illinois-on-Illinois violence here? These two grew up within almost walking distance of each other. Their paths could have crossed at Northwestern and at Illinois, and also in the draft league as well, where Calarco hit a couple of bombs. Pickoff throw to second. The tag down. Oh, boy, they call him safe. A bang-bang play. They nearly had him as Moeller got the fingertips in just in time. That's a nice move there, and one of the harder things to do as a pitcher. Calarco, the lefty, is going to pop this one up. First pitch, he'll slam his bat down as the third baseman, Ceballos, is there, and he'll catch it in the palm of his glove to retire the side. We're tied at two after six. Green Jackets and Wood Ducks with another close one here in Kinston. Back here in the top of the seventh inning, we're all tied at two as Cade Kern steps in to lead it off. Kern is the first man due up. He reached and scored last time on an error, and he'll foul off this one over to the tarp down the third baseline. Kern 0 for 2, Celedonio on deck, and Dawson Diamond is the third man due up as the ball took a ricochet off the tarp and someone had to go and fetch it from the bullpen. Lopez out on the mound. Only 16 pitches for him in his first inning of work in relief. The 0-1, a big curveball, but upstairs. It is really hard to drop one of those 12-6 curveballs in the top of the zone. Justin Verlander is one of the few guys who can do it time and time again. Zach Greinke and Max Scherzer as well. And those three have almost one thing in common. Fastball taken outside and high. All three will end up in Cooperstown. 2-1 on Kern. Infield back, and the pitch. Fastball crushed to left field. If that ball's fair, it's gone. That ball is out of here. Had to wait for it to land around the foul pole, but Kern socks his second pro home run. And the Green Jackets now lead 3-2. nearly got lost in the blackness of the night. It just snuck around the Powell and above the Bojangles sign. And Kern homers exactly a week after he got his first. The Green Jackets lead for the first time today, now 3-2. So Adonio will take a strike. That is the first home run allowed all season by Lopez in what might be his last outing of the regular season. Took him 56 innings. And Celedonio will crank this one to right. This ball is back, and this ball is gone. Green Jackets go back to back as Celedonio hits the scoreboard, and Augusta takes a 4-2 lead. Team leading number 16 for Jeremy Celedonio, who pulls within one of the league home run crown. Well, you had to wait to see if Kearns was going to stay fair. Celedonio's was gone and still rising on its way out. 105 off the bat, and Augusta has taken a 4-2 lead. First homer for Celedonio since the last week of July. Diamond takes one upstairs. 1-0 is in and out of the glove of Mueller, and it is a ball. Green Jackets go back to back as Diamond will take ball three here. It's just the second time this season Augusta has gone back to back, with Ampiori's Tavares and Bryson Worrell doing it on July 18th. Diamond will tip this one into the mid. It's 3-1. Celedonio's last homer came on July 21st, so a 7-week drought, but he is back in the home run column. And Diamond will take this one high for ball four, and he will work himself aboard for the first time today. RBI 44 for Celedonio, a multi-RBI night for him. Kern, RBI number 12 on the second homer, and now he will have a visit at the mound. No homers allowed in the first 56 innings of work this year for Lopez, and he gives up two before recording an out in the 57th for him, and it is the Green Jackets game. Taking a look around the organization, we saw Owen Murphy go six innings in high A Rome, and Triple A Gwinnett leads Worcester 4-1. They held Worcester to just one hit back in the first five innings of the game. Jared Schuster, good performance for him. He goes six innings, giving up one run on three hits. He just walked five, though, and that has been a massive issue for him this year, has been the command. In Double A, it is a 1-0 ball game as Mississippi leads the Tennessee Smokies. Hurston Waldrip will be in the lineup, rather make his second start tomorrow. He had three innings in his debut. Tyler Collins to the plate. Green Jackets with a man on first and no one out in the seventh, and Collins will take one outside for a ball. Celedonio's 16th homer of the season, one shy of Tim Elko. 1-0 outside and low, not even close. Lopez is lost the zone a little bit after those two homers. First one just snuck out. Second one was a no-doubter. 2-0 in the zone this time with a fastball for a strike. Celedonio's 16 homers, one shy of Tim Elko with 17. Steven Acevedo and Jason Vina and Brett Squires of Delmarva, Carolina, and Columbia are behind him with 14. 2-1 fastball taken for a strike. It'll even up at 2-2. No one out here in the inning, and the top of the order due up next. Slow chopper up the middle to short. He will field and throw to second. It's dropped by the second baseman. Diamond is going to head to third because no one's backing up the bag. Collins is safe at first. A bold choice there by Cueva to go to second base on a ball that was hit pretty slowly. He had to turn towards the outfield because of where he picked up that ball. And now the Green Jackets will have men on the corners and still no one out for the top of the lineup. Talking about a tough spot for the official scorer here, because that was going to be a close play at second, and the ball trickled free of the second baseman hurdle. Will be an error, without a doubt. Collins, 33 stolen bases on first. Tavares in the box. Diamond on at third. Augusta scored twice, looking for more. Tavi will take strike one. Good base running there as well by Dawson Diamond, recognizing that he could go first to third with the first baseman, who would have ordinarily possibly been the one to pick up that ball, having to be at first to try and get Collins out. Oh, one hammer curve, caught on a miss. It's 0-2. Collins, a single and two strikeouts, looking to pick up his second RBI of the series. O2 outside. It is an E4 on hurdle for a missed catch, which makes sense. You think if Hurdle is able to claim that ball, then Diamond is out. Diamond gets the extra base because of it. Collins goes. It is fouled off the mask of the catcher, Moeller, and he will have to go back to the mound and reset. Something in the water over there in Dubuque, Iowa, because Moeller was going to go to LSU, was one of the top catching recruits in the country, drafted by the Rangers and signed in the fourth round. Specht was going to go to Kentucky, drafted by the Rangers in the sixth round and signed. Pickoff throw over to first, not in time. And then also Calvin Harris, who was one of the first men taken by the White Sox this year, also from Dubuque, Iowa, now playing in Kannapolis. 1-2 pitch is waved and a miss. Good curveball there, and Tavares strikes out for the third time. Now Drew Compton to the plate, a good chance for him to extend the advantage. Green Jackets two runs this inning on back-to-back homers for Kern and Celedonio. Diamond is on at third and Collins on at first. You know, it's not surprising necessarily that three men in the Carolina League right now would be from the same area. You would just think that it would be, pickoff throw comes over to first, not in time, it would be a place like, I don't know, Orlando, Florida, where you've got Oviedo, Winter Gardens. It's just like this whole area of elite athletes in the baseball world, or the Atlanta area, for example. Runner goes on the first pitch, and it's going to work out beautifully as Compton lines this one to left on the hit and run with a shortstop covering second. An RBI single as Collins goes first to third. That is textbook hit and run offense for Augusta, as Collins hit it to the spot that the shortstop vacated, and the Green Jackets out on another run. It is now a 5-2 lead. RBI number 16 for Compton. The shortstop, Cueva, had to go and cover the second base bag with Collins running, and Compton just hit that one right to the shortstop's hole. And men are still on the corners here for Sabin Ceballos, and just the one out. He will swing and miss here to begin the AB. Ceballos, a single, a strikeout, and a ground out today. Anything but a double play ball here would do, as Augusta wants to give Gowans a larger cushion. A one. Beautiful curveball for a strike. Ceballos will call time with this big 12-6 curveball. You know, 12-6 is used to describe the shape, because if you were to go from 12-6 on a clock, it's up and down. It's vertical. And it has been hard to pick up out of the hand so far. Lopez with the 0-2. It's a fastball up and away. Of course, the only problem, though, is that if you hang a curveball like that, it's dropping into the path of the bat, of the batter, who, if you hit it hard enough, that's how you end up with a moonshot home run. 1-2. Swung on and missed. Beautiful pitch there, and Ceballos frustratedly walks his way to the dugout as pantomimes breaking his bat over his knee, but will keep it intact. Two away, as EJ Exposito now with a chance to add on to those 55 runs batted in this season. Expo walked back in the sixth after working the count full. Compton aboard at first with the Speedy Collins at third. Green Jackets 3 runs in this half inning. Take a 5-2 lead. First pitch fastball sails a bit high. Bounces up, now 2-0 with Will Verdung, the third on deck. Verdung would be the ninth man to bat this half inning. Green Jackets with more hits in this inning than they had in Wednesday's game. And more runs than in Wednesday and Thursday's game combined. 2-0, fastball beautifully placed on the outside edge for a strike. Green Jackets now up to 88 homers in the season, tying them for third with Delmarva. Expo will take a fastball at the waist for a strike. It is 2-2. He's got 8 of Augusta's now 88 on the year. Everyone trailing Myrtle Beach, though, who just continue to mash. They're a homer away from 100. Two-two pitch. Curveball up and in, couldn't place it. And now a full count. This is a spot with men on at first and third where you can probably sit fastball if you're Exposito. Men on first will be in motion. He goes. The pitch is a fastball. It's high and it's fouled off. Now it becomes a bit more of a toss-up. So again, a 3-2. The pitch is hit hard on the ground towards third, fielded by the third baseman, Figueroa, who will throw to first in plenty of time to retire the side, but 8 men bat, 3 of them score, and 2 are left aboard. 2 home runs, 1 for Kern, 1 for Celedonio, and an RBI single on a hit and run for Drew Compton. And we go to the bottom of the 7th with Augusta now leading by a score of 5-2. We'll keep it here for the stretch, as always. Green Jackets on top. Bottom of the 7th, Green Jackets now with a lead, 5-2 the score, and Gowan delivers a first pitch strike as we get started here in the bottom of the 7th. It is Torres, Blackman, and Piotto due up, 9-1-2. Lefty Torres in the box, and the pitch is tipped into the mitt, 0-2. Seven lefties in the lineup tonight, by the way, for Down East. Batters 1, 2, 3, 6, 7, 8, and 9. This one taken upstairs, it's 1 and 2. I mean, the idea of lineup protection doesn't really exist at the minor league level, but it's a lot of lefties. 1-2 is a fastball swung on and missed. Torres chased upstairs, his second strikeout of the day. Gowans continues to show some nice feel for his fastball as a put-away pitch. That is strikeout number 7 for him, and by my count, 5 have been on that heater. One of them was on an automatic strike 3. Top of the order up now with JoJo Blackman to the plate. He is 0 for 3 with a ground out, a flyout, and a strikeout. He will take this one on the outside edge for a strike. Might have been a little bit outside. Wood Ducks will be taking on the Carolina Mudcats in the postseason next week. As this one misses inside. But the Mudcats, great for them, by the way, who have gone through 3 affiliation changes since the last time they were in the postseason. Now a Brewers affiliate. They were a Braves affiliate briefly. 1-1 in for a strike. But yeah, for the first time since the early Obama administration, the Mudcats are in the playoffs. It was the longest active postseason drought in minor league baseball. 1-2 outside. Gowans threw 3 1/3, has struck out 7. Last time out, he struck out 5, so already surpassed the mark he set a week ago. 2-2 is grounded to second. Verdung moves over to his left. He throws to first in time. Blackman runs well, but it was hit hard and right at Verdung for out number 2. Now Connor Piotto, who has been an impossible out today. In fact, batters 2 through 4 today have only made 1 out, 1 traditional out. Figueroa is 1 for 2 with a strikeout and a walk. Moeller is 1 for 1 with a sacrifice fly and a walk. And Piotto 2 for 2, 2 singles and a walk himself. Up to the plate now, looking for a 3-hit game. Raised his average up into the 260s here. First pitch to him is taken upstairs for a ball. ...1-0 is popped up left side, but out of play. Over the roof and back towards the parking lot. ...1-1 is sliced foul again, a little bit closer to being in the field of play this time, but still out of play on the left field line. Green Jackets will have Verdung in to lead it off. Next half inning. Verdung, Kern, and Celedonio. So the only batter who did not hit in the last frame. One, two. Swing and a miss, strike 3. And a 2-strikeout frame for Gowans. Will send the Wood Ducks down in order. Gowans now has retired the last 6 men he has faced with 4 strikeouts in that time. Green Jackets will take a 5-2 lead to the 8th. When Augusta leads after 7, they simply do not lose. Green Jackets 50-3 in such situations, looking to make it 51.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Back here in the top of the 8th inning, we've got a pitching change. Skylar Hales is in to the ball game, relieving Lopez. He'll have to get through two frames here. Hales out of Santa Clara, which is a tremendous soccer school out there in the WCC. It's the program's highest draftee since 2016, when Mitch White, who is now in the Blue Jays organization, went to the second round to the Dodgers. Hales had a tremendous year, though, with the Broncos. And his first pitch to Verdung is a fastball for a strike at 96. Hales from Reno, Nevada. Fourth rounder in this last year's draft, 108th overall pick. 0-1 is swung on and missed, and you can see why he went that high. Eligibility played a little bit of a role in it, though. He was able to give the Rangers a bit of flexibility with their bonus pool, but got a really deceptive arm action. At 6 feet 4 inches tall, he has almost a frisbee-like release. It is not a sidearm release by any means, as Verdung fouls this one off, but he keeps it disguised, tucks his elbow in, and I don't have the data, but I would imagine that where he is releasing the ball from is much lower than what hitters are expecting. And that's what pitching's all about. 0-2, Verdung will smack this one to left, and it is a comfortable play for Specht, who is there for out number one. Had a great chat with Mike Venafro, who's a pro scout with the San Diego Padres, but was a Major League Baseball player actually for the Rangers at one point in time, and out of James Madison University was made famous by his appearance in Moneyball. Cade Kern, who homered his last time up, will take his strike, but I was asking him sort of about how scouting works these days with analytics, with the changing nature of the game, and he said, look, the basis of scouting is still the same. You're looking for exceptions. This one fouled off. It is 0-2. And not everyone is going to be Ronald Acuna Jr. Not everyone is going to be a unicorn the way he or Shohei Ohtani is. But you're looking for people who do things just differently enough to make them have potential and talent. 0-2 grounded up the middle, right back into the glove of the pitcher. Hayes will underhand to first for the out. So that's why when there's so much focus on pitchers with different releases or a certain type of pitch that works really, really well, or pitchers who are really tall or really short, or guys like Tyler Rogers of the Giants, former Green Jacket, by the way, who is a submariner, of which there are not many left. Darren O'Day, who's now a broadcaster, was one of the last ones out there. Celedonio will take a swing and a miss here, but it's all about finding guys who are in some way, shape, or form providing a different type of approach. And you can get the sense that that is why Hales went in the fourth round, aside from the great numbers. 0-2 as he takes a big swing and a miss. Lopez on the line for the loss, by the way, after that three-run seventh inning. 0-2. Bounced in the dirt. This is the fifth outing of the season for Hales at Down East, and some very good numbers for him so far. 0-1 at 284 ERA. He's only gone now seven full innings of work. Only given up two hits, though. One batting average of 0.90. And he will strike out Celedonio to retire the side. 1-2-3 inning for Hales. We go to the bottom of the eighth, and the Green Jackets still lead by a score of 5-2. Back here in the bottom of the eighth, we've got a pitching change for Augusta. Fourth arm to work today is Nolan Martinez, looking to pick up his second consecutive save. Last time out was Saturday for him when he went an inning of work in the ninth, gave up two hits and a run, but Green Jackets were victorious, his second save of the season. This is outside here to Figueroa. Green Jackets leading by a score of 5-2. Figueroa, Moeller, and Hurdle do up. 1-0 is a ground ball up the middle and through to center for a base hit. So Figueroa aboard for the third time, 2-for-3 with a walk now. Martinez 2-for-4 in save opportunities. He pitched against Down East just once back in April when he went two innings of work, struck out four. He was actually the Green Jackets' first relief pitcher to work this year. He came in for Spencer Schwellenbach in Columbia back on April 6th. Amongst the leaders for the Green Jackets in innings pitched this year, 66 and a third. Moeller will ground this one up the middle off the glove of Martinez. Verdung will step on second for one. The throw to first is in time for two. It's going to go in the books as a 1-4-3 double play, and Martinez taps his chest to say, my bad. If that ball goes through, it's a double play easily. Instead, a bang-bang play at first as Moeller, who runs well for a catcher, was beat by about half a step. You know, typically, you know, nowadays, they're teaching pitchers to just let those balls get fielded by the middle infielders. But Martinez no worse for wear. It goes off the tip of his glove. Verdung had to step on second and then fire to Exposito at first. First pitch outside here for a ball to Hurdle. Pitch is down and away. Infield back all the way around. Hurdle has been a force to be reckoned with this week. It's a strike for a 2-1 count. Ground out for him back in the first that brought in a run, and then a walk for him in the sixth where he would be stranded at first after two men were aboard with no one out. 2-1, sky to center. Should be playable for Collins, who backs up a bit, balancing the lights, and he'll come in now and make the catch to retire this side. Wood Ducks send up the minimum for the second straight frame, a single, a double play, and a flyout. Green Jackets three outs away from evening out the series at two games apiece, 5-2 the score as we head to the ninth.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HGTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Ale, yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
We go to the ninth inning. Green Jackets leading by a score of 5-2. And the Green Jackets lead after eight innings. They are very hard to beat, as you would expect, but it's a better number than you'd think. 46-2 for Augusta when leading after eight innings. 50-3 when leading after seven innings. You can really, I mean, quite literally count on one hand the number of times the Green Jackets have blown a lead late. And a couple of times, they've blown a lead only to come back and win in extra innings as well. So the number is a little bit deceiving, but Green Jackets with a three-run cushion looking to push it even further here as Dawson Diamond, Tyler Collins, and Ambioris Tavares will be due up this half inning. Diamond will take a big swing and a miss at the first pitch from Hales, who got a 1-2-3 with a very solid eighth inning. Diamond walked and scored his last time out, the last man to score. He'll chop this one slowly to third, charging his Figueroa. It skips off the lid of the infield, and he will pick it up in third to first for the out. Now Tyler Collins, who is 0 for 2 with an RBI, got a sacrifice fly to tie the game at 2 back in the fifth. He reached on an error and was left at third base his last time up. Green Jackets got 3 runs in the seventh, homers from Kern and Celedonio back-to-back, and a single for Compton. Lefty on righty matchup here with Collins batting from the left side, and he will take a fastball for a strike. A 1, same pitch, exact same spot, and exact same call. Oh, 2 is swung on and missed with a high fastball, and Collins was late to make his decision there and ends up frustrated that he chased. Now here comes Tavares with 3 straight strikeouts to his name. Tavares will take a big swing and a miss here and is down on the count 0-1. Tavares, a single in the first, then got caught stealing. Looking to avoid a golden sombrero here. He'll check his swing. They appeal at the line, and he held up. Tavares leads the team with 23 three-strikeout games and also leads the team with 4 four-strikeout games and 1 five-strikeout game, the only five-strikeout game this year. 1-1, caught on and missed, and he's now a strike away from his 5th golden sombrero. He is the league's leader in strikeouts, although the hits have been piling up as of late. And he'll ground this one to short. Fielded by Cueva on 2 hops, his throw to first is in time, and the side is retired. Last 7 men to bat for Augusta end up recording outs, but Nolan Martinez with a chance to notch his 2nd straight save as we come back for the 9th inning with Augusta leading 5-2.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you're looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Green Jackets leading by 3. The go-ahead run scored on Cade Kern's solo home run in the top of the 7th. Green Jackets got 2 more insurance runs that inning. It'll be Cueva, Specht, and Calarco 2 up against Martinez here this half inning. Green Jackets leading 5-2. Into the box here is Cueva, 0 for 3. In fact, the bottom of the order today, batters 6 through 9 are a combined 0 for 12 with 6 strikeouts. And a big swing and a miss here from Cueva. He is now 1 for 10 with 3 strikeouts this week. Specht on deck, pretty similar, 1 for 9 with 3 strikeouts, as this one misses outside and low. Only one man, by the way, has not struck out this week on the Wood Ducks, and it is Devin Hurdle who will maintain that today. 1-1 in the dirt. Gowan's in line for his first professional win. Got a no decision last time out despite going 4 2/3 innings and giving up just one run. 2-1. Wade dead and missed with a changeup. Two, misses down and in. Green Jackets looking to even up this series at two games apiece before tomorrow's clash, which will be at 5 o'clock in the evening. 3-2, swung on and missed, got him at the changeup, and down on strikes goes Cueva for the third consecutive at bat. Now Tommy Speck to has struck out in each of his last two ABs, 0 for 3 today. Green Jackets leading by 3. Martinez pitching with some confidence here with that big cushion. First pitch is a swing and a miss. Green Jackets have won more Friday games than on any other day of the week. Speck fouls this one off to make it 0-2. On Fridays, they are 14-10. Next closest day is Thursday, so they're 11-9. Good chance to cement Friday as being their day. 0-2 outside, corner, strike 3 called. And Specht now strikes out for the third straight time. All of a sudden, Green Jackets racking up the K's. Green Jackets have fanned 11 men now today, and it comes down to Calarco, who is hitless this series, spare for that home run yesterday. That put the Wood Ducks on top 2-1 in the second. Lefty at the plate is the final out, and he'll line this one in the left field alley for a base hit. So the curse of the commentator strikes yet again as he picks up his second base hit of the series. He moves to 1-4, and now Marcus Torres will stride up looking to get his first knock of the day. Two strikeouts and a ground out for him. Green Jackets with a tying run on deck here in the ninth. First pitch to Torres outside and low. Calarco no lead at first. And a big swing and a miss here to make it a 1-1 count. Braves winning big right now in Atlanta. Green Jackets looking to hopefully join them in the win column. Pitch is swung on and missed. Now 1-2. Rome within one right now in the ninth inning against Asheville. Gwinnett up 7-1 over Worcester, and Mississippi and Tennessee all square. So every affiliate is within at least one run or in the lead as we look for another org sweep here on this Friday night. 1-2 taken down and away. Top of the order on deck should the inning extend with JoJo Blackman, who is hitless. Torres in the box, choking up a bit, 2-2. The pitch is taken down low, and now a full count. So Calarco will be on his horse here, not known for his speed. PA asking the crowd for some noise here. Green Jackets leading, a score of 5-2, a strike away from winning it. 3-2 pitch is swung on a missed strike 3, and Martinez will strike out the side in the ninth to pick up his second consecutive save. Green Jackets even up the series at two games apiece, courtesy of a 3-run seventh inning. Green Jackets win by a score of 5-2. That'll bring us to our Easy Go post-game show. As the Green Jackets win this game by 3, they record 5 runs on 7 hits with an error. Down East, 2 runs on 6 hits and 2 errors. The winning pitcher in this one will be, in all likelihood, Riley Gowans, who goes 4 innings, giving up 1 hit and walking 2 while striking out 8. His ERA down to 1.04 as now in 8 and 2/3 innings of work, he has given up just 1 run and struck out 13. Nolan Martinez will pick up the save, his third in 5 attempts. Garrett Bauman got the evening started, going two innings, giving up a run on a couple of walks and a hit while striking out one. Guiomar Diaz goes an inning in relief but does not give up an earned run. There's two hits and one run unearned allowed by the 20-year-old. Offensively for Augusta, one multi-hit game, Jeremy Celedonio, a double and a homer as he drives in a pair, and he is tonight's it guy of the game, brought to you by Premier Networks. Our easy go stat of the game, line of the game, is that the back-to-back homers Augusta hit in the seventh inning marks the second time the Green Jackets have done so this season, going back to July 18th, with Bryson Wall and Ambioris Tavares did it against the Fredericksburg Nationals. Green Jackets pick up the win. They move to 61-68. Down East falls to 66-59. Of course, Down East has postseason play coming up here in about 5 days, as they'll actually go on the road to nearby Zebulon and then host the final two games of the divisional series. But the Green Jackets close out this game with their 15th Friday victory of the year, far and away their best performance on a single day of the week this season. Green Jackets come out on top with that 3-run seventh. Augusta scores the final 5 runs of the game, and they'll be back at it tomorrow with Mitch Ferris expected to start not too far from where he pitched in college at Wingate. Green Jackets win 5-2. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 5. Gowans the win, Martinez the save, and Lopez the loss. Back tomorrow with more here on the Green Jackets Radio Network.